Senator Mark Begich is leading the push to create the new visa category called the H-2O visa. Senators will soon discuss the issue in a much bigger debate, that of broad immigration reform. Begich says the Senate will begin on the issue around the second week of June.
We have language in that legislation to ensure that the fishing industry, once they have exhausted employment opportunities for people within the community or in the region, verified by, I believe, Department of Labor, they can then utilize workers from outside the country to fill those spaces. This, we believe, answers the problem and challenge that the fishing industry has had in ensuring that they have a ready and available workforce as they need it. But the first goal is to ensure that we have the current anybody within that region or that community who wants to work in that industry has the availability to work. If that is exhausted, then the industry will be able to import workers.
Begich says unions are happy with the H-2O's hiring process. Labor groups have taken issue with other language within the immigration package that calls for importing up to 15,000 workers a year to work in construction industries.
Labor has a problem with that language. Not with ours. We have not heard pushback on our front. We've tried to work the language to recognize the balance of making sure you have workforce ready and available within the region. And again, when that's exhausted, we have to keep this industry moving. And the way you do that is, as in the past, we have to bring people in.
The State Department ended the J-1 program for food industry workers in November of last year. The J-1 visa summer work travel program was intended for students to participate in a cultural exchange. Concerns about the summer work program were raised last year regarding safety and work conditions in the lower 48. Around 4,000 foreign college students work in the Alaska seafood processing industry during the summer months. Processors have warned that without foreign workers, they would have trouble filling the slots to keep the lines running. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.